Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, your home for sports. Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mount Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
We'll start with the basketball. I always hate these stories when people say, oh, is this the greatest Elite Eight ever?
It was pretty damn good.
It's in the conversation. There's no doubt. All four of those games, I mean, a play here or there, and it's a whole different Final Four. I mean, there's literally two or three plays that could have switched. And in some instances, there's one play that could have switched the teams that are in the Final Four. We could have four totally different teams.
All of those games are just entertaining as hell. I think it's going to be a fun Final Four. Congratulations to Texas Tech, by the way. That's it's quite the accomplishment.
Absolutely.
832 asks, why would you leave Virginia Tech to coach Aggie basketball? Seems like a downgrade in both school and conference. The SEC did pretty well in this tournament.
Yep.
So, hate to say it, but much rather live in Texas than Virginia Tech.
Yeah. I mean, he's born in Texas. I mean,
he
went to Texas A&M.
So it's not a shock at all. And I think
he went to Texas A&M Kingsville, I guess.
Right. But he coached at A&M.
He did coach.
He was an assistant.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. Very sportsy today, but to be expected coming off a sportsy weekend. But all available on podcastarena.com. And I've just made the decision to not take tomorrow off after all, so I'll be here.
You ready for this, Gonzaga?
Let's do it.
All right. Are you familiar with Dory Monson? Is that a familiar name to you?
No.
I wasn't either. But apparently Dory Monson he's in Seattle at a radio station called KIRO.
Kiro.
And he's on noon to three. It says he hosts a news/talk show. He's also the Seahawks pre-halftime and post-game radio host. And he's got a take on why Gonzaga isn't in the Final Four.
Okay.
And like I said, there's multiple takes we heard. Officiating bad. Okay. Texas Tech was just better.
I think
okay.
That and the dumb technical foul they got at the end.
That hurt.
You know, I thought Tech was the better team when it mattered. But, okay, I'll listen. I'll hear your theory.
This is his story. I love everything about the Gonzaga basketball program. Great players. And one of my all-time favorite coaches in any sport, Mark Few, at the helm. Gonzaga was the number two odds choice right behind Duke to win the national championship. But after this past week, God made sure that would not happen. You see, there was a time when Jesuit schools did fantastically well in the NCAA tournament. Loyola, Illinois won in 1963. University of San Francisco with Bill Russell won in 1955-56. And even our own Seattle U with Elgin Baylor made the championship game in 1958. Like, he doesn't correlate the fact that Bill Russell and Elgin Baylor were on those teams.
Yeah.
That may have been, like,
might have had something to do with it. I don't know.
But then the Jesuits went off the deep end with radical liberal identity politics. Earlier this week, we reported that a professor at Gonzaga is hosting a class asking if the lovely Disney movie Moana is a metaphor for rape culture. That's the latest example of radical liberalism on our campuses. Of course, God would not want such nonsense from a university representing him in the Final Four. And so, Gonzaga, it was a great season, but a season unfulfilled. As long as your university embraces such radical nonsense from people like your professor, Danielle Lane, God is clearly too embarrassed to have you in the big dance. What a shame. You could have won it all.
So you're saying God loves Lubbock?
I'm saying,
is that what we're going with?
Well, what do you think politics are more liberal in Washington, or do you think politics are more liberal in Lubbock, Texas?
So God, well, I guess it is the desert. There's a lot of desert in the Bible.
Now, God did like Gonzaga enough to let them win 33 games this year. Like, he was like, okay.
But you can't win the whole thing because...
Listen, I know it's a Catholic school. You're doing some Lord's work. I'm going to let you win 33 games. Not the title. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. You're not godly enough. So, now you know, Fred. That's the real reason.
I see.
And by the way, Moana is a metaphor for rape culture.
Is it?
I don't know. I've never seen Moana.
I haven't either.
100% is. If this guy thinks it is. If this guy thinks that's a big deal, it's for sure they're right about it. What a crazy thing to write, right?
Oh, we've talked about this a lot. People just want to get attention. You just talked about him in Houston, Texas. He's probably never going to be talked about in Houston, Texas again.
You're probably right.
I mean, Lubbock's no longer a fully dry county anymore. You would think God would punish them.
Oh no, God!
Because they allow alcohol.
God likes wine. Pretty sure.
It depends on where you're at in the Bible Belt.
Yeah, I'm just gonna. I don't want to get started on this. I'm just gonna say something that's gonna piss everybody off. So, well, it is possible that God hates the Pacific Northwest.
It is. I mean,
but I don't think I don't think he loves Lubbock.
He makes it rain all the time there.
It's likely.
Somebody says Villanova is a Jesuit school. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. Well then.
But they're not spewing liberal nonsense about Disney movies.
They're a college. I'm sure they're spewing some liberal nonsense.
That's probably fair.
I hate to say it. May not be about a Disney movie, but there'll be some liberal nonsense being spewed on that campus.
Yeah. But, I mean, it wasn't that blatant. I mean, not as blatant.
Moana's not even a top 50 Disney movie.
How dare you?
Well, I'm sorry. Considering that I've seen every Disney movie except for that one for the most part, then it's obviously not very good.
Duke is a Methodist university. I don't know what they're spewing there. But it clearly got them knocked out of the tournament.
God doesn't like that.
So, good luck.
Kentucky is a redneck university.
They're out.
Yep. God doesn't like rednecks.
Yep. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. But God loves Charles Barkley.
There was a time when Jesuit schools did really well. The 1950s.
Oh, is this... Are we trying to make America like the 1950s again?
Yes.
Okay.
The 1950s. What an idiot. Holy Cross won a national championship in 1947. Well,
those were the good old days of religion.
The good old days. There was no liberal nonsense being spewed at Holy Cross in 1947, I can tell you that.
No chance.
No way. Mm. Dummies. Well, it's there's lots of reasons you can lose, Fred. Mm. It's not, I mean, Tech hitting those shots that...
Yeah, it had nothing to do with it.
No. No. We all know why they hit them. We all know why those shots went down.
Mm. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I still to this day don't understand why people think God cares about sporting events. You know?
Are you saying he doesn't?
Saying no.
Because that would basically completely discount Dory Monson's take. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to die on that hill?
I'm not dying on the hill. I think Dory's dying on the hill. God, sorry.
Well, okay.
If God cared about sports, he'd be at Santa Anita fixing that track.
You're probably right. He doesn't care about... He only cares about human sports. All right, guys. Got to tell you what's going on out at Carbach. How about this? The Crawfish Fest coming up Sunday, April 14th at noon. Out there at the brewery. It's presented by Arctic Outdoors, benefiting the Robert Garner Firefighter Foundation. Kick back, listen to some great music. G Love and Special Sauce, Bob Schneider, and a variety of brass bands going to be playing, all while you peel some hot Cajun crawfish. Early bird GA is $15. After that, it's $25. VIP tickets are available. They include 3 pounds of crawfish, 3 beers, access to the VIP deck and pub with air conditioning and private bathrooms. Plus, you'll get an Arctic bag with a shirt and a koozie. Tickets are available now at carbachbrewing.com. If you haven't made it out to the restaurant patio, it's getting to be a great time of year to go out there on the patio. Enjoy yourself a nice meal. Whatever you want, fish and chips, pizza, beer can chicken, smoked corn pasta, steak, smoked tuna tacos. Oh, the menu's so good, so diverse. And everything on the wall pairs perfectly with the beer that they've got there. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. See what's going on at the brewery, what's going on with the restaurant. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins, and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Monday. Breaking news, sort of. Randy McIlvoy tweets out, sources with knowledge of discussions tell me that UH and Kelvin Sampson are closing in on a new deal. They hope it's done within 48 hours. Last Monday, UH offered a 6-year, $18 million deal. I'm told both sides are working hard to get it done.
Okay.
So.
I don't want to
feel better. No offense to Randy. I'd feel a lot better if there were Mark Berman tweeting that out. But, okay.
My only concern there is we've just seen, I mean, we saw Alabama hire Nate Oates like literally days after.
Right.
He signed a new contract, so.
Yeah. Although I think, in this case, there's no point in signing a new contract if you're going, but.
Well, in this, it could be a, hey, let me help you out on the way out. Here's this buyout money.
I don't think that'll be the case in this one.
I hope not. I hope he stays, because I like having interest in college basketball here.
Yeah.
And I don't care about Arkansas.
No, most people don't. Steven, the weather guy, says, I haven't seen any rabbinical schools in the tournament, and we're supposed to be the chosen people.
That's true.
Do you remember that guy who was, they called him the Jewish Jordan?
I don't remember
Tamir Goodman. He was like this high school superstar. And he was, at one point, he was like a top 25 player in the country, averaged 35 points a game. Was supposed to go to Maryland, but didn't, because of his religion, he didn't want to play on Friday or Saturday. So he wound up going to Towson, and then after that went off and played in
In Israel. But we, I was gonna say, yeah.
Yeah, never turned out to be anything. But he was a huge deal at the time. It wasn't that long ago. I mean, and then the only other...
says he is 37 years old, so...
Okay. Not that long ago. A little bit.
If you were to make an all-Jewish basketball team, how good do you think you'd be?
Man, I'd have to go actually look that up. That would take some research.
You could have Dolph Schayes. That's solid, right?
Yeah.
You could have...
Danny Schayes, too, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. You get father, son.
Omri Caspi.
He's okay.
Sue Bird.
Yeah, she's starting center for me.
Yeah. Well, she's 5'9". That's going to be weird.
our guard, fine.
That'll be weird. How about Larry Brown, Basketball Hall of Famer? He was a point guard in the ABA.
Ah.
Sorry, Sue Bird's already got that job.
Yeah.
You can coach, though. Yeah. Well, Red Holtzman could coach, too. There's some options at coach. Yeah, not a lot of great options, unfortunately.
It's the weird things that stick in my head. I also remember, I think it was UConn, had a player named God Sham God.
Oh, yeah. Was it UConn or Villanova?
I thought it was...
Oh, it was Providence.
It was Providence, yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
God Sham God, double M.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember God Sham God. He was like, when I was in high school, he was playing college hoops. Like, that's when he got drafted.
That was back in the day where you had God Sham God playing basketball and Miroslav Satan playing hockey.
But God Sham God got drafted,
yeah,
by the Wizards. And then I think he ended up not doing, I know he ended up not doing well there. I think he went and played overseas after that. But, he used to not go by God Sham God. I've heard this story before, but when he enrolled in college, it was either go by your given name, which that was his given name, or pay $600 to change your name. And he's a college student. Yeah, $600. So he just, okay, well, God Sham God it is.
Also formerly known as Sham God Wells.
Sham God Wells. That's the name he had gone by.
I might have gone with Bernie Sham God.
Well, yeah.
It's just me. Let's get Chase on. What's up, Chase?
Hey, guys. We only have one more Sunday without Game of Thrones. I wanted to ask, is there anything that can happen in the final season that can make it the greatest TV show of all time, or maybe even on the Mount Rushmore of all-time great shows like The Wire, Breaking Bad, and MASH? Is its legacy pretty much set, or can they can it significantly improve its stock at this point, or is it what it is?
No, I think there's opportunity for it to go either way.
Yeah, I think this is going to be the defining season for it.
Its legacy could be tarnished with a bad season, in my opinion, because last season wasn't all that great. So if they finish up their series with two meh seasons, it's hard to consider it an all-time great. If they come back and swing a hammer on us, of course it can be considered. I mean, it's...
To me, it's going to be how it ends. And is it a satisfying ending? Is it a holy bleep ending? Is it something... That's going to define the whole thing. If it ends like Sons of Anarchy, then it's going to go into the garbage as a disappointment, in my opinion.
A little fun fact for you to go back. God Sham God is actually a assistant for the Mavericks right now.
Oh, really?
In the player development.
Yeah, good for him. Got a job.
Hey, La Raza wants to talk NCAA tourney.
La Raza?
About time you called the Blitz. I hear you on everybody else.
Orale, Holmes.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
AJ, ¿cómo están, señor Deportes?
Deportes y tú.
Muy bien. Hey, I had actually a question for AJ, mostly because of the Duke, how close they came with UCF and these other games, like one-pointers, and I felt like Zion was getting really tired. You really Duke was going to win it all after seeing what you saw? Because the way Michigan State just, you know, outplayed them, obviously they missed a lot of things, but, man, I just felt like they were going to go all the way, but... You don't think there was a like telling of the time that they weren't probably going to go all the way?
I think that Central Florida and Virginia Tech and Michigan State having those three opponents in a row kind of wore them down, and all three of those games were close, but all three of those teams were built to beat Duke, and the recipe was always going to be make Duke have a bad day from outside, force them to shoot outside, contain Zion. And I know everybody thought that Zion was some sort of unstoppable, you know, like he's Thanos of basketball or something. He's not. He's a stud, but he's a regular dude. He's a man. He bleeds like a man. And they forced that team to be something different than what their identity's been all season long, and it beat them. And I'm not surprised, because I knew eventually they were going to have one of those nights where RJ Barrett chucked up a bunch of bricks. They were too reliant on two guys. As far as I know, the only team in the country who gets over half of their offense from two people. It's really hard to win like that, because, and especially when Cam Reddish, your third guy, I don't know the explanation. I don't know if we'll ever get an explanation for why he wasn't playing. I'd like to know one, especially if I'm a guy who's going to invest an NBA draft pick in him. I'd like to know why you weren't playing, because it sure looked like he was jumping around in the locker room in the pregame stuff. I mean, he didn't look hurt, so something's going on there. But when you've got just two guys who are the bulk of your scoring, and I'm not exaggerating when I say bulk, over 50%, you take away those two guys and make somebody else beat you. That wasn't a deep team. They were primed to be beat. I thought it was going to happen around earlier, but I wasn't surprised it happened yesterday.
If it bleeds, we can kill.
That's
it.
Right.
I think your point.
Unless Zion turns the time stone.
All right, turns it back, and then they throw the ball to him instead at the end.
Oh.
I think
if he does that, can he make Kentucky not go to overtime also while he's at it? Go back a little
bit. Well, no, let's go back a little farther and have UH beat Kentucky, and then you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but God, that was a
Auburn
nut under.
Auburn would have beat the crap out of UH, in my opinion. Yeah. The same kind of team, only longer and more athletic, and they shoot threes a little bit better. 713-780-ESPN. I have to tell you about Cheers. If you're going to drink at all, you
I
need
used
Cheers.
It yeah, this weekend when after the whiskey social.
And it worked, right?
Yeah, of course.
You woke up, you felt at least 50% better the next day.
Yeah.
And guys, I like to drink. I like to go out on the weekends and drink, but I always have stuff to do the next morning, and I can't be out of it. So that's why I take Cheers. And it's fantastic. You don't have to, trust me, it works for AJ, it works for me, but it was developed by a team of five PhDs, and Brooks is an Ivy League scientist. You might have seen him on Shark Tank. They use it, and they're smarts. And I'm telling you, I use it all the time now, and it gives your liver what it needs to process alcohol and its toxic byproducts. You just take three capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed, and if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, the company will give you your money back. To order Cheers, just go to cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com. If you order before 4 o'clock, it's going to put the product on your doorstep the next day. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up, and your liver is going to thank you. I don't drink without Cheers. Neither should you. Cheershealth.com.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, Boss and the Gloss tonight at 7.
The Boss and the Gloss.
A Hall of Fame with Booker T at 9.
The Hall of Fame.
And you can see what David Gals has to say on Sports Map today. It's right there at the top of the page.
Oh, maybe he'll say it on the air.
Aaron, did you send him your show prep today?
I did.
Yeah. He liked it so much when I shared it with him a couple weeks ago. He liked it so much he wants Aaron to send it to him every week.
Oh.
So,
well, you know what's awesome about that? Craig Larson also sends out a prep sheet every morning.
Yeah, I've actually found that fairly useful lately.
And that means that David Gallen likes your prep sheet more than he likes Craig Larson's. You could be going places in this company, Aaron. You could be.
We'll have to see. I use both.
Okay.
Makes my life easier.
Let's see what he says about AJ Hoffman.
He says nice things about you.
Yeah, let me look this up.
Says nice things about Aaron.
Does he mention Aaron?
Yeah. It's down at the bottom where it says the team.
Oh.
Yeah.
It says
we promoted. Oh, actually, he mentioned Tyler, not Aaron.
Oh, sorry, Aaron.
Yeah. Damn. He mentioned Josh being named assistant editor.
Oh, look at this. AJ Hoffman to become program director for 97.5. We tapped him because he's brilliant.
That's made up. I edited that out.
Most everyone knows Fred and AJ as leading show hosts, but they are proving to be far more. Some crap about Fred. With AJ, we are tapping into his natural programming instincts and leadership. I've enjoyed watching AJ's talents extend beyond the show and into
that's
management.
That's fake news. It's there. He was talking about both of us, and you left out the all-important sentence about me.
Oh.
Which,
Fred, kind of.
And as usual, my name's first. It's just like the show.
What's going on with that? It's always the case.
So, as editor of SportsMap for the past 18 months, Fred has been a catalyst of our growth and success online.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, now you need to be a catalyst for our growth and success on air.
Come on.
You've got one book under your belt. Come on.
I mean, no, two books. Oh, yeah, one book.
Yeah, one and a half. So, yeah. But you've added a really good show with Booker T.
Yes.
So far, so good. But you're very early in the process.
Yeah, it's early yet, as you like to tell me.
I have high hopes for you.
It's early yet.
It is. So, yeah.
By the way, LSU never came back against Michigan
State. No,
I don't know if anybody.
That one wasn't.
You know what? They got it to within five.
Yeah.
And then they just like, they went on like an 11-0 run, and they got it within five. And then they just were like, all right, good enough. Here you go, boys. And Sparty took it.
832 says, sounds like a program director could change it to the Blitz with AJ and Fred. Nope.
No.
My name has to be first.
We've already paid for imaging and stuff. Yeah. It'd be wasteful.
I'm older and I've been here longer.
That's true.
I don't care. It's the Blitz. You know, it's Aaron's third. That much we know.
That's a fact.
But I do feel like we have there's times when it's your show, there's times when it's my show. It doesn't matter whose name is first, as far as I'm concerned. Of course, it's easy to say when you're the guy whose name's first.
Yeah. I'm not bitter about it. It's cool.
The show's doing okay.
That's all I care about.
Yeah. But at some point, if I die, it'll be the AJ Hoffman show. And then you'll probably just rotate in whomever.
That's what I did in Austin. My co-host got fired, and I just called my show, they called my show AJ and Friends. And it was whichever one of my buddies wanted to come in.
Were they really friends, though, or did sometimes you bring in people you didn't like?
For the most part, it was people I liked. I had a say in who I brought in. Bobby Bones used to come do my show with me, and now he's like on American Idol. He won Dancing with the Stars. So I like to think that I launched Bobby Bones' career. Congratulations, Bobby. You're welcome.
That's a cool name, too.
That's not his real name.
I'm sure.
Made up radio name.
Like Alex Gold.
Yep.
Bones is a
good name. Aaron Rabold.
Yeah.
No, that's actually a real name.
See, you want to be a success, Aaron Raven.
Ooh, good one.
That makes me sound like a female wrestler.
No.
Yeah, it does. No. That's hot. Change your first name to Aaron Raven, or like E-R-I-N. Yeah. Well, Aaron Raven.
It does give you kind of a gender neutrality.
That's okay. Who's judging?
No, that's popular right now. I think it's a good plan. See, you're just changing a few letters in your last name. It both start with R-A.
It's true.
And you're just flipping that Y for a V, and then after that, it doesn't really matter. So it's really the same last name.
I feel like we could come up with something else.
No, it's Aaron Raven.
Yeah.
course, my music station on air name was a tribute to Carbox. So
what was it?
Weekend Warrior.
Ah, look at you.
So did people call you Weekend or Mr. Warrior?
No one called him Mr. there. He was
no one called me anything. They just said, hey.
He was way too low on the totem pole.
Hey, beer guy. Oh, so what do you think? I wanted to ask you one question about Zion Williamson before we wrap up the show today.
Okay. Good at sport.
Good at sport. Was it a little too much hype? I mean, because he's kind of become a bigger than life star. I mean, he's obviously can play, but is there a little too much hype behind him, especially going into the NBA, that he's going to be the next great thing?
I think it's tough because anytime you start getting compared to the guys that he has been getting compared to, which has been everything from, you know, the name that I put on him is, I think he's like a better Larry Johnson.
Okay. Which, that's a,
by the way,
potentially for a really good career there.
Yeah, that's good. I've heard Charles Barkley. I've heard LeBron James, which I think is just...
Well, and that's the thing. Whenever you start comparing a guy to LeBron James...
They might as well be Harold Miner. You know, Baby Jordan. Like, you just don't comp guys to guys like that.
Boy, we have referenced some obscure basketball players today.
But, I mean, that's... Yeah, we have. But you don't...
Harold Miner. I totally forgot about Baby Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, what you don't do is... Okay, let's look for a pro comp. Let's go with maybe the best player of all time. That's just a bad idea. Like, let's look for a comp for Kyle Tucker. Oh, I know. Ted Williams. Why would you do that? Come on.
Oh, I remember back in the day, one of our writers wrote a thing about, Bobby Abreu compares to Barry Bonds. It's like, really?
I've heard a lot of the... I've heard Sean Kemp, you know, I've heard...
Again, not bad.
It's not bad if that's what he is. So I think that he's probably some sort of a hybrid of that. Do I think that he's going to be one of the greatest players of all time? Like, is he going to be in the conversation with MJ and LeBron? No. Because my whole take on him is... He's 6'7", and he plays basically the wing. So my guess, his body ain't gonna get smaller in the NBA. My guess is he continues to get bigger. You see a bunch of 6'7", 285-pound threes running around the NBA. I don't.
Crickets.
Yeah. So. It's really weird. I mean,
so let me just
he is a really rare specimen, and what I told Granato when I was his hype reminds me, and his game actually reminds me a little bit of Blake Griffin when Blake Griffin was coming out of college, and he weighed like he was taller than Zion and lighter, but Blake Griffin was probably a better playmaker, and Zion is a better defensive player already than Blake Griffin will ever be.
Yeah.
But, Blake Griffin developed as a player as he went on. He's learned how to shoot a little bit. And if Zion does that, then, man, you're talking about him being really dangerous. But I still say when the Clippers felt like they had to take Blake Griffin because the hype train on Blake Griffin, and people forget now because he's been in the NBA for so long, but the hype train on Blake Griffin was at a... just a roar. This guy was the next big thing. And it turns out Blake Griffin might have been the fourth best player taken in that draft. And, it wouldn't shock me if Zion Williamson ends up being the fourth best player taken in that draft, which, by the way, if that's the case, that means it's probably a really good draft. Okay, that's good because if you get close to Blake Griffin's career, that's a good NBA career. I think he'll probably be better than Blake Griffin, but I'm not sure that he is the slam dunk lock best player coming out.
I remember
for the NBA. He's the best college player.
I remember when you were guesting on our show, you made fun of me because you were on the Blake Griffin hype train.
I was.
Big time. And he's the best player in the history of Oklahoma. I go, Wayman Tisdale was pretty freaking good there.
Yeah.
And you made fun of me, and then you went back and looked at it and was like,
yeah, you might have been right.
Before my time.
You might have been right. I also really, and it's easy for me to say now, but I did love Steph Curry. And I didn't know if you could make Steph Curry the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah.
But I told everyone who would listen, if you're one of these guys who's going to take Ricky Rubio or Tyreek Evans or Johnny Flynn over Steph Curry, you are a dummy. And that, on that one, I turned out right.
You were right. Timberwolves were double dummies.
Double dummies. Every point guard in that draft has been on the Rockets except for one.
The one that you want.
The one that you want. All right, guys. I got to tell you about Triangle Energy. A lot of different providers out there. Always different offers. Free weekends, free nights. How about a $600 bonus? That sounds great up front, right? And you sign up for that. Then months down the road, you find out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees being tacked onto your bill. You know who doesn't do that? Triangle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see, the rate you pay, period. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. We're just talking good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. How about that? 877-93-EAGLE. That's how you get in touch with them. Or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriangleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's the last segment.
We've reached the pinnacle, Fred.
See, this is why I'm having no problem working tomorrow, because I don't feel like we even did a show today. It went by so fast.
Honestly, like the last couple weeks, the shows have just, I almost said blitzed by, but they have gone by so damn fast that it's like, it doesn't even make sense, you know? And even, you know, historically, road shows, they can drag, especially if stuff's going wrong. Even our road shows have gotten to where they're running by fast. I
have a theory. I think part of it is, this is kind of your time with March Madness, and then there's enough other cool stuff going on along with it that there's just no way we get to everything.
Maybe so. But I feel like we haven't, it's not like we've talked that much about college basketball.
We probably did an hour's worth today. It was probably worth it, though.
Well, yeah. But I mean, hell, the rest, well, maybe so. Maybe it's been more than I felt like.
Maybe not. We also,
because maybe I'm using, maybe I'm doing too much college basketball if that's the case.
No, I don't think so. I think people are interested. Dumbass report.
Oh, God. You guys said those two things so close to each other, it makes me panic. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Police arrested a woman after she was allegedly driving drunk on a rim of her vehicle. She'd had a blowout and was still rolling. Officers later identified the woman as Amy Dillon, asked her how much she had to drink. She replied, she'd had two tequila shots. Police, though, say she could not stand upright and failed her field sobriety test miserably. They also said they found a full margarita inside her cup holder.
Well, you throw two tequila Dumbass. Shots and a full margarita.
She blew a .21.
Nice.
It's too damn hot.
Anything over .2, that's not Hall of Fame, but that's strong, certainly though. All pro. You're all pro if you can do over
it's
2.
It's really strong, if you ask me.
Of course, you also have to do it and not crash. But
The story, I don't know why it won't pull up the picture, but actually not a bad-looking woman.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
if she can blow it, never mind.
If you can blow a .21, you can blow a Fred. Right?
No.
Is that how the saying
goes?
No,
that's not where we were going with that. Well, maybe it was where we were going with it.
You know what people... How long do we have, Aaron? We're out of time.
Yeah.
People are stealing Ring doorbells. I don't want to tell you how to do crime. That's a bad way. Don't steal security cameras. This is 2019. That's all recorded. And it's not recorded on the actual doorbell.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
I've got two. I've got a doorbell and an Arlo, so I'm going to get you from two angles.
Be smarter.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job today, Aaron. Great job, Hoffman. But only partially sucked. We'll do it again tomorrow.
You've been worse.
Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.